Before the uprising in 2011, Syria was able to feed itself. But years of war and now a severe drought has made this nation a net importer of wheat.
Over the past 2 to 3 years, the whole country has been hit by a crippling drought that its impacts are felt mostly in the northeast, which is traditionally the breadbasket of the country, let alone areas that are in the northwest of the country or regime-held areas.
The rise in global prices sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine is threatening food supplies to many people in Syria. The country is among the 10 most food-insecure nations in the world. 12 million people struggle to get enough food. Many of them live in the opposition-controlled north.
We have limited incomes, and yet we have to rely on expensive imported wheat because much of the land in this region is mountainous. We can't grow much wheat.
And lands where wheat can be grown are not accessible. Vast areas were set on fire by government forces during the conflict, and irrigation channels were destroyed. And even though there is now less violence, front lines still exist.
We are close to the regime positions. Many people can't reach their land because it is dangerous.
Humanitarian organizations, as well as the local authorities, are helping farmers to produce more food. But it's costly to plant crops, so is transporting the harvest due to high fuel prices. Fuel is also needed to pump groundwater to make up for what is being described as Syria's worst drought in 70 years. In the opposition-held area in the north, production won't be enough.
This year, 30,000 hectares were cultivated, but the low rainfall and high production costs hurt farmers. A ton of wheat costs $450. We will have to import more than 30,000 tons this year.
The average annual amount of wheat production before the war was 3.7 million tons. This declined to 1.8 million tons between 2015 and 2019. Harvests are shrinking, and farmers are fighting to survive. And with more than half of Syria's people already hungry, the agricultural crisis couldn't come at a worse time. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera.
All right, well, for more on this, let's speak to Marco Sanchez, the Deputy Director of the Agri-Food Economics Division at Food and Agricultural Organization. He's joining us live from Skype via Brussels. Thanks for your time, sir. As we heard there, this seems like a perfect storm of problems. You've got the war in Ukraine affecting supply chains. You've got drought in certain parts of the world. How is the agricultural sector surviving through this?
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here. Well, you know, the way I call this is just the tip of the iceberg. What is happening today in agri-food systems is very worrisome. But basically, is the confirmation of something that the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations have been observing for many, many years. Back in 2017, when we launched the same report that we are launching today, but back then, we had identified conflict as a very key driver of food insecurity and malnutrition in the world. We were observing that hunger was declining for a decade, and then all of a sudden it started to increase again. And we were wondering what is going on. So we started identifying these key drivers, and conflict turned out to be one of them. Today we have a conflict, but to us it is not new. It's just a conflict that engages two big players in many respects for agri-food systems. But it's a conflict that we knew already, conflicts all over the world were affecting the numbers. But also, the other key drivers are climate adversities, climate adversities that we can no longer predict with certainty. That's another of the key drivers of food insecurity and malnutrition. And then you add to that the economic downturns that we're observing even before the COVID-19 pandemic. There were crises, economic crises all over the world that were increasing the problems. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic comes just to add, with all its strength, more economic slowdown due to the measures to contain it. And these key drivers, climate, conflict, and economic slowdowns, are creating more problems because not only are they intensifying themselves, but also they are having combined effects. And on top of that, they create a lot of problems for the more vulnerable because of the existing inequalities. The war comes and makes things worse, as you say, but it's just the tip of the iceberg in our view.
As you mentioned there, of course, how do you even measure hunger? It obviously means different things to different people in the same way that poverty means different things to different people around the world. How would you define hunger?
Sure. We have let's say, the traditional indicator that we use, which is one of the official United Nations indicators to trace the evolution or the progress of the world toward the zero hunger goal, which is a sustainable development goal, is called the prevalence of undernourishment. And basically what this number tries to do is, through official data that FAO receives from countries, understand if people are at least, you know, meeting the minimum energy requirements to live a healthy life. Now, hunger is chronic, and that's why we measure it to the prevalence of undernourishment. But the food insecurity problem is bigger than hunger. And what we have been doing also is creating new indicators, precisely because of what you said. The people may have different ways of both defining hunger, but also experiencing hunger. So FAO, in this report in 2019, released a new indicator that we call the moderate or severe food insecurity. And this indicator is differently constructed because it is based on surveys that we ask to households, to peoples, to children, to women, to the head of the household, to understand what is the perception, what is their experience in terms of the hunger. And it turns out that the severe food insecurity by that indicator is very consistent with the traditional prevalence of undernourished indicator, even though they come from very different methodologies. So in that regard, the bad news is that both indicators are telling us that in all regions of the world, the problem of food insecurity is increasing. And severe food insecurity and the prevalence of undernourishment, which are two measures of chronic hunger, are telling us that we are going in the wrong direction.
Marco Sanchez from the Food and Agriculture Organization, thank you.
My pleasure.